Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
District race for Congress was going to be interesting anyway, that Congresswoman Victoria Spartz got out of the race and said, I'm not going to run for re-election. Created opportunity. But jumping back in the race creates a whole nother thing. And there are places where this race is getting kind of nasty. And there are a fair amount of candidates in the race. Spartz got back in, and it is fascinating that no one got out. Tony Katz, good to be with you. Max Engling joins me right now, a candidate for Congress in the 5th District, maxforindiana.com, and we're going to be speaking to a lot of the candidates in the 5th District. But Max, we have discussed this before, her getting back in the race and the surprise that was. As you have been running, because you have stayed in the race, how has it changed your conversation with voters?
Well, first, thanks for having me on, Tony. I really appreciate it. And you're right, we have talked about this before. And I think it adds a little bit of clarity on the voter side for why I'm running and why you would pick me. And I think if you look at, you know, someone who's going to go out to Washington as a true freshman and take a long time to get spun up, I think our challenges are just too big to wait 3 years for someone to figure out how to operate. I think we historically have a year and a half after this election. We have massive challenges in front of us that we have to take care of. And then so you have that on one side. And then on the other side, you have someone who hasn't shown a willingness to say, hey, let's build the working groups. Let's actually accomplish what we're talking about. Let's pull these issues to the conservative side and then take the win. And we just haven't seen that. And so I've found a huge lane right in the middle there to say, hey, let's take someone who's really conservative, but someone who understands how to get this work done and wants to actually accomplish it and wants to do this job, and send them to Congress on our behalf. Because, you know, yesterday I heard the current congresswoman, and I'll prefer not to spend too much time on this, but she even said to you that, you know, she would prefer to take a break and get some rest, but that she wants to make sure that there's a conservative fighter in Washington. And I think that's me. Let's go. And I want to do this job.
She did mention that, and she has discussed the idea that times are too perilous for her to step away. Is that something that you're running up against? Well, things are difficult and we need somebody with experience, and she has experience. How do you counter that argument?
So I would say, you know, across the country of anyone running, if you look at, you know, my background specifically, one, it's conservative. I know we need to secure the border. I know that we need to get our national debt in line. And I know that we have to change, you know, reduce the cost of living. I've got plans for all of those. And you can check that out at maxforindiana.com. But I'm also prepared to say, hey, I understand how D.C. works. It's not very often that you have someone that is conservative and ready to get to work, but knows how to do that in Washington. And so I think it's actually been even more clear now when you have somebody that has been to Washington, but hasn't been able to get this legislation or issues across the finish line, compared to somebody who's, you know, prepared to do it now, is conservative and ready to go.
Talking to Max Engling, candidate for Congress in the 5th District, maxforindiana.com. You travel around the district, you're speaking to people daily, and you do have a history serving in Congress, working for members. You worked for the former speaker in member services. You have seen how the sausage is made. But as you're traveling around the 5th, what is the top subject that voters in the 5th District are bringing to you as this is our greatest concern?
Yeah, and so you're right. There is a clear number one, and that is the rising cost of living. It doesn't matter where you live in the district or around the country. People are being affected with this every day. It shows up when they go to the grocery store. It shows up when you put gas in your tank. It shows up with health care costs. And so we have to tackle that right away, and I think we need to reduce regulations on business. We have to retap American energy. And this is, it's silly that we even have to say this, but you absolutely have to stop spending so much money in Washington to get this thing under control and take that pain point off of Americans and Hoosiers and folks around the district. And I think as I go around, you know, I think people want someone that's thinking innovatively, that's putting Indiana first, that says, you know, how do we stop Chinese purchase of farmland? You know, something that I would do is open a congressional office inside of the Marion VA hospital to make sure that our veterans are taken care of. Let's, you know, if someone kills a police officer, they get charged with a hate crime. I think there's potential ideas across the board that we have that are innovative, and we're ready to get to work.
One of the things you hear people say when they're running for Congress, I'm running to fix Washington. Washington is unfixable. It's an unfixable mess. It's an intransigent mess. It is a holy, how do I increase my fiefdom and maybe some likes on Instagram mess. You're running to be a part of a mess. How do you actually plan to fix it?
So the Constitution says that this job, they title it a representative position. So one, you have to immerse yourself in the district and say, I'm going to go out and represent the people here in the 5th District of Indiana. And then when you get to D.C., you can't say my objective is to build my brand like so many members say. Let's get on TV and yell about things. I don't care about that. Instead, you need to say, how do I take the priorities of the district, but I have an honest conversation. I build the working groups. I build the coalitions with other members in Washington, because you need other members in Washington to accomplish your goals. That's just the reality of life. And so how do you do that in a way? I know how to do that, to work with them and say, let's build the coalitions to get this accomplished. And I know the current congresswoman, and I don't take this as me, you know, being too negative here, because I've worked with her over the years as well, but she has said she's one woman against the world. And that's not a way that you can be successful in Washington. You have to say, let me find the people that agree on these conservative values, and let's pull that across the finish line, because we have to accomplish these things. The issues are too big right now to say, I'm going to go out there and just fight, or I'm going to go out there and just be the person talking on TV. You have to go out there as a conservative and build your folks, build your coalition, build your members to say, let's actually accomplish what we're talking about.
Talking to Max England, candidate for Congress in the 5th District, maxforindiana.com. Stay on this theme with me, because very often people discuss being a conservative, and then they get to Washington, D.C., and I don't know what fails them. But it seems that very often it fails them, and there are votes for things that nobody would say is conservative. How do you plan to avoid that?
So there's kind of two things that happen. Either you go to D.C. and you get, you know, pulled in by the swamp and pulled down, or you go out and you see someone get crushed by it. They just don't want to do it anymore. I even saw that in the 2011 Tea Party response to Barack Obama. A lot of members went out and they were fighting the good fight, good, strong conservative members, but D.C. just crushed them. And, you know, a short time later, they said, I'm done, I'm out. But what we bring strategically to this, what I bring strategically to this, is that I've seen it firsthand. We're not going to be crushed by it. We haven't been crushed by it. And I understand the folks that are good actors and the bad actors and where to find that line. And so, you know, we're ready to get to work, and we're not going to be crushed by what D.C. wants to do to everyone, because we haven't been now and we won't be in the future.
Before I let you go, you understand that utilizing that line, that's easy. The doing is different. And you take a look at whether it's budgets that get passed that don't actually involve the cuts. The pressure from the actual caucus is extremely fierce to try and get people to go along with these things, especially when you have razor thin majorities as Republicans do. How do you ensure that voters believe that you are actually going to be the guy who stands up to it? Is it a level of guarantee that you give? What do you say?
Yeah, so a couple things. One, when I go around the district, I hand out a card that has my priorities on it. And when you look at those priorities, I then sign that card and say, your responsibility as a voter in this district is to hold me accountable on that. To say, next time you see me, you tell me, are you working on these things? Because I think accountability is one of the biggest keys here, and that's defending the Constitution, protecting the unborn, putting parents first, stopping overspending, ending Biden's dangerous policies, and then we have to secure the border. And I think so part of it is holding, you know, the accountability portion. But the other part too is, like, I understand even before you're sworn in, you have to be working on behalf of the district to change the rules of the House. All of that starts before you're even sworn in. And if you send somebody that doesn't understand it, then you're going to get left behind. So you have to go out there immediately and say, hey, no, to leadership, we're going to make sure that we have single subject bills. We're not creating these massive packages that lump everything together. We're going to get back to regular order where we use the committees so that every member has a voice on behalf of their district. And you have to do that right away. That's even before you get sworn in. And I think part of that is, you know, you can't do any of this on your own, whether that's in Washington or whether that's here. And so I would, you know, make a plea to the folks out there that I can't do it alone either. And I need your help, whether that's, you know, going to maxforindiana.com and checking out, you know, signs or donations or volunteering or sharing and liking all of my stuff on social media. But I would say, just to entice you a little bit, if you go to the website, we have the Indiana's largest campaign sign. From what I can tell, it's ever, but definitely right now. So if you check that out, we have a time-lapse video of that. That's pretty awesome.
MaxForIndiana.com. Max Engeling, candidate for Congress, Republican in the 5th District. I appreciate you taking the time.